Hey, it's Stugatz from the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz. More Press Row is coming at you now on the sports leader in Chattanooga, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful Wednesday. Who's the real deal in sports right now? Tom Brady, Serena Williams, Kevin Durant? While you debate that, try the real deal at Hardee's. For only $4, you can get a double cheeseburger, spicy chicken sandwich, small fries, and a 16-ounce Coke. All for just $4. The real deal from Hardee's, which sponsors our hotline at 648-1051. And it is a pleasure to welcome in on the Hardee's hotline, Stugatz from the Dan Le Batard Show, which can be heard 10 to 1 each day, weekday, right here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Stugatz, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. At this point of your life and career, how many people on this planet still call you John?
That's funny. Not many, to be honest with you. My mom, when she's really angry at me, which is often, actually she'll go Jonathan on me. And I got to be honest, like, my kids call me Stugatz. So I guess maybe just my wife, when she's talking to me, maybe she'll call me John, and that's about it. So one, I guess.
All right. There is an obvious freedom to your show. Monday was a great day to listen to ESPN. You had Mike and Mike analyzing Super Bowl 51 every which way, shape, and form. Your show comes on, and you're talking about Lane Kiffin's photos with the FAU co-eds. What is it like having that kind of freedom just to be totally different and not give a rat's?
It's fun, and I appreciate you saying that. I think that's really, you know, what's cool about the ESPN lineup and what makes it really interesting is you do have that. You have, you know, the breakdown of the Super Bowl, and there's a lot of people who want that, and we understand that. But we always set out as a show from day one, really, to just be different, to stand out, because a lot of the stuff you hear in sports radio sounds the same. And I say that with all due respect. I've done shows, you know, by myself, and I would probably lean towards a more traditional sports radio show when I'm without Dan. But to Dan's credit, he wanted to be different. We are different. And to ESPN's credit, you know, when we took over for Colin, we told him, you know, to kind of, you know, let us handle the content and don't interfere much. And to their credit, they've stood by their word and let us really do what we do and what we've done for so many years. So to answer your question, I give you a long answer. To answer the question, it feels great to have that kind of freedom, and we appreciate that they trust us and give us that kind of freedom. So, yeah, it feels cool.
Stugatz, you've got some segments that are just absolute guaranteed locks. The look-alike game that you play with Kirchin, when you have Ron McGill on, you've got interviews like the referee from the Alabama-Clemson game, you know, with the biceps, just talking about what calls he likes to make. But every now and then, because no radio show is perfect, when you have a segment that you're like, okay, this is not going well, this is going bad, do you know as early as the first or second answer you get from a guest that you're like, okay, this segment is going to be a waste? Because you guys are quick to call a bad segment a bad segment. Do you know after like the first or second question when a segment's going bad?
Oh, are you talking just about an interview or just a segment in general?
Either way.
Well, with an interview, yeah, we'll know pretty quickly. We'll know within a question or two for certain. And then within a segment, we just know when it takes a little longer within a segment. So, you know, because you never know when you could pull out of, you know, one line could pull you out of a bad, you know, a bad start to a segment. So, you know, sometimes we'll know in the middle of a segment that we're kind of drowning and having a bad segment. But what we set out to do, which is one of the things I think that makes our show unique is just, you know, it's very self-deprecating. And so we just, when we're drowning, we want you to laugh at us because we're drowning. And so we'll start mocking ourselves and having fun with it. And that's really what we've done since day one. It's a very self-deprecating, you know, type of show. And yeah, when we drown, we want you to laugh at us drowning. It's funny. So, and we're not afraid to let you show it to you. So we have fun with that. The audience likes it.
You're listening to Stugatz of the Dan Le Batard Show, which can be heard weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You're listening to Stugatz on Press Row on ESPN 105 The Zone.
I got so many questions because of so many good things y'all do. But I think, is there a better way to describe your show than you want people to laugh at a drowning?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty, yeah, we want you to laugh at us. We want you to laugh with us. We want you, you know, we want to occasionally make you think. We want to occasionally make you cry, whether that's from laughter or not, or you're laughing so hard that we're drowning. But, yeah, that's a pretty good description of the show. Laugh at us drowning. Yes, that's what we like you to do.
How did you get the name Stu Gotts?
Wow, going back to, so my first big break in the business was producing for the executive producer of the Hank Goldberg Show, which at the time was one of the biggest, you know, was out of Miami, one of the biggest shows in the country, and it was also right around the time that The Sopranos had come out. So, you know, I messed up and did something, which shouldn't be a surprise knowing me the way you probably know me now. I messed up and did something wrong, told Hank a certain guest was coming on, he had a different guest, and you know, he called me to the mic after the segment was over and said, he said, do you know what Stu Gotts means? And I said, no, why? And he said, that's your name. That's your nickname moving forward. And I said, okay. Well, he said, it's from The Sopranos. It's the name of Tony's boat. He said, go look it up and tell the audience what it means when we come back from the break. So we went to break. I came back. He said, all right, come tell the audience. And I said, I can't. And he said, why? I said, well, lose our license if I tell the audience what it means. So that's how we got the name. Hank gave it to me, and never in my wildest dreams did I think that name, Stu Gotts, would serve me so well, but it has. So I appreciate him doing it.
What affects you more, getting in an argument with your wife or getting in an argument with Dan?
Wow. That's a good question. I got to be honest, probably Dan and I don't get so – the arguments with the wife are fairly common. 15 years, two kids, 13-year-old twin girls.
So right.
You can imagine. Yeah, you can imagine some of the stuff going on in my household right now. So, and with Dan, I'm going to say my wife. I'm going to say my wife because with Dan and I, really, I got to be honest. I think part of what you guys know this because you know you're in the business and you've been doing this for a while. Like, you know, we've been doing this for nearly 15 years, and that's a really, really long time. And in large part because we have very well-defined roles and the egos aren't too massive and we're all accepting of those of the roles on the show. And we don't really argue. I got to be honest, like, I can't remember the last time Dan and I had an argument. So I guess it would affect me more, but I don't know what it feels like because we don't really have them, you know?
Which guest co-host do you like the least? Izzy or Pablo?
Wow. Wow, why you put me in such a bad spot? I'm eating lunch with Pablo right now. So I'm right. I mean, he's sitting across the table eating a fajita. Who do I? Which I don't. I don't. Oh wow, that's such a bad spot. I don't. First off, Izzy's a very good friend of mine. Did you say Israel Gutierrez?
Yes.
He's a very good friend of mine. So. And we love doing the show with Izzy. The guest co-host, you're going to get mad at me because I'm not going to answer this, because the guest co-host, they're people that we bring on the show that really get the show and like the show, or else I don't think, like, we're very kind of, I don't want to say picky, but, yeah, they got to be people who are fans of the show, who get the show, who fit in well with the show. So, you know, I don't want to say dislike any of them. I will tell you that, here, I'll do it this way. I love Cody the most because Tuesdays have become one of our, you know, probably our favorite day of the week just because it's mere presence. And he does it consistently with us, and he's been a friend of Dan's for a long, long time, and I've known him to a lesser extent. But Tuesdays have become one of the most popular, certainly our favorite day of the week, and I think for many listeners, their favorite day of the week because he's just got one of those personalities that he makes you happy. He makes people happy. So I would say Cody. And I didn't answer your question. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. And I agree, Tuesdays is a glorious day, as David referenced Ron McGill and with Cody, because you actually get some help against Dan. I have one last question. Are you a good golfer, and what's your handicap?
Okay, so I probably, like everything that you hear come out of my mouth, probably slightly exaggerated my golf game. So I consider myself to be a good golfer. And my handicap is, you know, so I play from the blues, which is, you know, for a weekend golfers is where you're, you know, as far back as you can play from, I guess the blacks, but I ain't playing from there. So yeah, you know, I'm like a 12,
all right,
12, 14, somewhere in that range when I'm at my best, when I'm playing a lot. So yeah, right around there, like in the mid 80s somewhere.
You're listening to Stu Gotts of the Dan Le Batard Show here on Press Row on ESPN 105 won the Zone. Stu Gotts, if I had to ask you an athlete that you and Dan just really irritated the most, and they made it clear they just did not like you guys in the 15 years, what athlete do you think you guys have offended most?
Wow. Dan doesn't do much of that, like in terms of offending athletes. I know Shaq has been mad at
right.
us both throughout the years. Shaq has definitely been mad at us. Dan doesn't do a lot of name calling. He doesn't call for people's jobs, so he gets a lot less of that than I do. Like, I know I've been riding J.J. Watt for years, and I've been riding LeBron James for a long time as well. I guess Shaq, probably, if you want to talk like a combination, like, we've invited Shaq on the show. He doesn't want to come on. Definitely, you know, communicated that he's upset at things that we said. So I would say, and he's done that on his podcast, so I'm not like telling you anything that's private. Yeah, I would say Shaquille is probably the guy that we've upset the most.
And then does a guy like, with the way your show is set up, does a guy like Jim Tom Sula ever have a chance? I mean, you play the clip of him flatulating. He's been linked to the lookalike game. Y'all have about a gazillion different things, and all of them work. Does a guy like Tom Sula have a chance against your show?
No. Like, Ben McAdoo doesn't stand. I don't care what Ben McAdoo does. He doesn't stand a chance. He can win 5 Super Bowls. He still doesn't stand a chance against our show. It's just funny. So, no, a guy like Jim Tom Sula, yeah, he's got, I mean, it's just, it's the name, it's the looks like, it's all of it. So, no, he's got, I would say more so than probably any person in the history of sports, Jim Tom Sula had less of a chance against our show than anyone. That's funny.
All right, Stu Gotts, when we have guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire, first thing off the top of your head.
Sure.
The movie you've seen the most.
Field of Dreams.
If you're eating lunch, you said you're eating lunch. What are you eating right now?
Right now I'm eating a steak taco.
Best guest you've ever had?
Best guest we ever had, Kenny G, Super Bowl week last week.
Funniest person in the shipment container of refugees?
Funniest person. Wow, that's a tough one. You're putting me in a bad spot. I'm going to say Allison.
Last time you were emotionally attached to a sporting event?
Last time I was emotionally, oh, I'm an emotional wreck. I'm an emotional sportsman. That's what I am. The last time, whatever the last time the Jets played.
All right, Stu Gotts, listen, thank you so much. We thoroughly do enjoy listening to you and Dan from 10 to 1 weekdays right here on ESPN 105 1 The Zone. Keep being different, and thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
All right, guys, I really appreciate it. Thank you for being such big fans of the show. So I'm available anytime for you guys.
That sounds great. Stu Gotts of the Dan Le Batard Show joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Hey, everybody, it's Stu Gotts from the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts. There's only one place to listen in Chattanooga, and that's on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.